itchy, watery eyes, scratchy throat, congestion, sneezing. It can all only mean one thing. Allergy season is back. Fortunately for most, over-the-counter medications and some simple home maintenance can keep the worst symptoms at bay. Trees and grass are still producing pollen and allergens, and ragweed has now entered the fray. University of Missouri clinical professor Shauna Strickland says it's called hay fever because such allergens typically spike during the hay harvesting season. She says for most cases, OTC medications can provide relief.
There are some really good over-the-counter medications. Some over-the-counter medications work better for some people and others work better for others. You know, so sometimes you have to do a little trial and error to find the right medication that works for you.
And she says keeping the allergens out of your house can help, such as keeping bed linens clean, showering before going to bed, and keeping windows closed. Strickland also advises keeping an eye on the Weather Service, which tracks allergens.
So if you know what your allergens are and you want to keep a track of the pollen count, you can go to an online weather service or the local news service. There are lots of different types of internet and television options to get that count so that you know what you're getting into when you go outside.
The bad news, she says, is that the air won't be allergen-free until plants, trees, and grass quit growing for the season, which could be a few months yet. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.